Now, verse 13, therefore their goods shall become a booty, their houses a desolation. In other words, the goods that they took by absolutely plundering and pillaging and robbing are going to be taken away from them just the way that they got them, and their houses will become a desolation. In other words, there'll be ghost towns in Israel. They shall also build houses, but not inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards, but not drink the wine of them. You see, God had a law given to these people that when a man planted a vineyard, he was not to go to war until he had eaten the fruit off of that vineyard. And that if a man married and he was to have time off and not to go to war. But here, what he's saying is this, that they are going to plant vineyards, but they're not going to drink the wine of them because they've sinned and they won't be able to take time off from warfare. And they won't be able to take time off when they get married because the enemy is going to come in like a flood. Now in verse 14, he says, the great day of the Lord. Now this great day of the Lord is the time of the great tribulation in the future. And these days that they were having at this time, and frankly, after Josiah ruled, there never arose in the southern kingdom a good king. Every one of them was bad. Jehoahaz, Jehoiakim, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah. Every one of them was a corrupt king. And now judgment is going to come upon the nation and come upon the people for their departure away from God. The great day of the Lord, that is near, but they are going to experience a very small portion of what is in the future. It's near, and it hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. In other words, the wailing wall would come into existence. And it's going to be there, friends, until after the great tribulation period. Because Israel will never know peace until the Prince of Peace comes and they acknowledge their Messiah. Now, it's called the Great Day of the Lord. Now, the New Scofield Bible has put in a note here that verses 14 or 16 are the basis of the ancient Latin hymn, Dies Irae, the Day of Wrath. Well, I don't know why they put that in. I just think that they put that note in because they didn't have anything else to say in. They want us to know that they were on the job as they went through the scripture, so they give us this note here. But I'm not musical, but that probably will mean something to some of you who listen in. The great day of wrath, the day of wrath that is coming upon the earth. And I did not know that there was a hymn that was called that. The great day of wrath is coming.